Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Red Resonant Skywalker, and it is the seventh day of the Blue Hand Wave Spell, and it is the Electric Moon, day 14. I have a fan that you're going to hear audibly in the background. It is too hot to not have the fan. It's a total global warming conjunction with typical Indian summer in California, and it's hotter than hell, and the dogs are making their sounds. But I wanted to put the podcast together. I'm about to go into the prison, which I do on Sundays, and I thought it was really inspiring to create the episode after I had been to the prison, but I'm excited to go, so it's kind of good motivational energy right now as well. So that's the story. Feels personal, feels like part of the process, it feels like part of the electric tone. How can I best be of service is the inquiry. And the clear answer for me, who has just spent about 45 minutes editing a piece of writing from someone who I guess is one of the people I tutor inside, I am so clear that I can best be of service doing this and that I'm just forced to be of self-service in my never-ending or almost-ending building project. So, like I said before, when you're asking the question, how can I best be of service, you can also witness a lot of things that aren't going that well in your life in this time, because it's not really where the service direction for your energy, for your karmic output should be directed. Like, should isn't the right word, but getting clear information like, well, if that's clunky, exhausting, insane, but you're doing it, if it's not flowing, if it's not seeming very functional, well, you're just gathering information that that's not really how you can best be of service. Well, you might have to do it, but it's not your act of service. It's more of your act of endurance or obligation. But you'll get these itchy, warm, fuzzy realizations like, ooh, that feels really good. I'm getting excited. My body's responding to events that arise in this moon, this electric moon within an electric year. And then you'll get that information like, oh, that's how I can best be of service. So let's see. Focally, we are in the Blue Hand Wave spell. And I would think that you're getting this knowledge, knowing things, learning with sort of a certainty that you could best be of service in certain ways and that you can't in others. You're just getting maybe some clear insight. And I wouldn't consider this like enlightenment, that your knowledge right now is more factual. It's empowering on a very humanistic level rather than some spiritual one. Like, oh, I'm not good at this, I'm good at that. And being able to say you're good at something or that someone else is just as important as seeing the way that you're not thriving or that others aren't. Because I remind you that the way Blue Hand works is it's an extremely critical, judgmental perspective. And it's really important to see that judgment can also be praise. Like, oh, clear insight that somebody is really gifted in that way, as much as clear insight that someone is talentless, you know. So Blue Hand is not just like the mobilization of the inner critic that is torturing self-saboteur. It's also just, it's clear awareness, insight. It's pretty personality level. You know, again, it's not how the world works as much as, you know, how do humans work? I mean, humans and animals, I guess I feel like there are other wave spells where you get more of a dynamic for, like, how does the ether world function? And this is about the so-called real world, the incarnated one. So Blue Hand is really good for getting things done. I just have to interrupt myself because I just have so much to do that there's no barometer whether I'm getting more things done in the Blue Hand wave spell. And what it really feels like is like I just can barely do anything, you know, like I'm just barely able to be accomplished, even though accomplishment is one of the key words for this time. And I don't have an answer to why that is the way it is for me, other than this whole awareness of maybe it's just not how I can best be of service in the long run. But I don't know. There's a kind of burnout, which could be sort of Blue Hand oriented, that Blue Hand is such a doing, accomplishing, motivating force that some of us just don't have a lot left in the tank, even if that force takes over our lives. It's not like, ooh, and now I'm superhuman, because we've exhausted that capacity in recent moons or over the last couple of years. You know, we've all endured a lot. We've been through a lot in the blue lunar storm year, obviously. And to have an act of accomplishment or knowing right now might not be just like dynamic manifestation and materialization of effort. It could be knowing and healing and accomplishing levity and scaling back some of like the blind, you know, that kind of like dumbed down way we just shut down and block perception because we just have to do tasks even though they cost us something emotionally or spiritually. So I don't know. Those are just ideas about what's going on. It seems to matter to me whenever it gets really hot somewhere where I live, even if it's slightly seasonal, the amplification of heat, which is global warming, becomes so existential so fast. It can't just be like a series of hot days. It just turns into this knowing of the human dilemma. We created it for and to ourselves, and it affects so many others, but the human dilemma of destroying our own environment. So that's going on. And the electric moon is about to turn to the third week in the West. It feels like the electric moon is just moving really fast. Am I like a week ahead? Am I embarrassing myself? And it's only day 8. I just can't tell you. I would have to look at a calendar. So I'm pretty sure it's the 14th day of the electric moon, and we are about to hit the third week in the West. Yeah, I'm going to just go with that. And if it's not true, then it's Mercury retrograde at your service. But I think it's true, and it has moved quickly. And some of that is because in this electric moon, we also had the white wizard wave spell of timelessness, which, similar to the whole gestalt of quarantine, which some of that happened in the white magnetic wizard year, and all of it is happening in the 13-year white wizard wave spell. So I hope you can grok that, okay? So it was a white wizard year when the pandemic began. It began in, say, December through March of 2020, and that was all white magnetic wizard, the first year of 13 celebrating white wizard. And one of the Ambient tones of White Wizard is not really tracking time in a linear fashion, just sort of being afloat in time and accessing ancient times and other times, and not being punctual, and also not orienting yourself to like some kind of time line, like, look, this happened and then this happened, and remember, like, we just lose our bearings, and that's continuing, right? It's still the 13-year White Wizard wave spell. So we hit the White Wizard 13-day wave spell just a couple weeks ago it began. And that's how I think the electric moon got a little vague. You know, like, what? It's already progressed so far. Well, we were in a time warp, a timeless zone. In any case, the third week in the West amplifies, accelerates the wave of motion that starts in the east, goes to the north, rolls through the west, and finishes in the south over our 28-day moons, always 1 7-day week in each of the four directions and in that order I described. So we're in the third week, which is in the western quadrant, and it's a place where there's emotion, there's a catalyzing change, there is a dreamscape or an unconscious influence, things are watery. And again, the feeling state can be more punctuated. Although I don't think feeling states are very punctuated. I think they're like volcanic. So it's not about like little taps and blips. It's about like spilling over and surging. But usually, in terms of the question of the moon, the tones question will get really clear and, like I said, amplified answers, insight in the third week in the West. So if you are not sure how you can best be of service in this year, this yellow electric seed year, you're going to know by the end of this week, and throughout this week, you're going to see indications. I want to just also throw in here the return to the Mercury retrograde diatribe that I offered last episode, which is just, you don't have to start being of service in some kind of finalized way right now. It's all about awareness. How can I best be of service? Like, I'm really having the revelatory relief that I purposely moved from the heart of Santa Barbara, which is a vacation destination, a very kind community, a very affluent one. I had very, I think, comfortable beach life there. And it got really paralyzing to have so much comfort, not just ease, but just the attitude of relaxation, because so many people came there to get away from the rat race and be in restfulness. I purposefully structured my life to leave that behind so that I could live next to a prison, and I wanted to live by the prison because I wanted to see if there was something I could do to be of service there. And now I'm doing it, and I am just so happy that I can be reminded of why I came, and that I've always since I was a teenager wanted to be of service in some way to a prison and the prison system, and it's taken me a very long time to find out how. So I am making decisions with my life for my future to continue that thread, but I'm not starting a bunch of projects in the prison during the retrograde. I'm just enjoying like what is solidifying in this moment, and I'm not trying to build a big stack of to-do lists and endpoint goals, because it's Mercury retrograde and that is just foolish. So in some ways it's kind of frustrating because I want to just get started, but fortunately I have so much yet to do in the details of my home renovation that I can't start anyhow. But I hope that that can be a reminder for you that you might also have that appetite to get going. Retrograde really makes us want to get going and take off often to work against the indication. You know, there's nothing like being held back to stir up an appetite to really blast forward. But we are held back, and there's a reason, and there's a balancing reason. We have such an accelerated society now. Everything moves at light speed, bounces off the satellites all day long. So when it gets slow and stirred backwards by the retrograde, it is extremely balancing, and the more we can indulge it, the better. So I knew this would happen. I don't have a lot of other things to say about our current time experience. So let me reiterate, we're in the blue hand wave spell. We're exactly halfway. We have 6 days to go, essentially. And on this resonant day, red resonant Skywalker, we're kind of feeling the first urges, instances, the karma of the red Skywalker wave spell that will come 20 days from now. Every time it's a resonant day, it is a forecast of a wave spell to come the next time we touch on this tribe. Always. So that's one thing. When we're in the red Skywalker wave spell 20 days from now, we'll be coming out of the retrograde. I don't know that that's relevant, but it's just, that is the structure. So the blue hand wave spell has, you know, its big arc of accomplishment. Within the wave spell of accomplishment, we're going to hit this big peak experience on the planetary day. That's 3 days from now. And I'll be doing the next podcast right in the thick of that. The highest point of our wave is always the 10th tone, 10th day, 10th moon, 10th year. Planetary is the name. And if today is resonant, Monday is galactic, Tuesday is solar, and Wednesday will be the planetary day and the peak of all this accomplishment and healing and knowledge that the blue hand wave spell offers. So that's the blue hand wave spell. And then I think you get that we're going to move through this week the electric moons, kind of faster paced, more emotionally fraught, or just emotionally real moment. So like, there you go. I still have like 13 minutes of talking that I can do. And I wanted mostly to just get those so-called facts, the astrological facts out. And I want to kind of go freeform now because that's sort of where the channel starts. And in fact, I think the best way to approach this is that I will take a pause, which I rarely do, and continue the podcast after I've been to the prison. And I'm going to share this social experiment. It's a social spiritual experiment that is going to be ongoing for me, which is, how can you really perceive, align with, i.e. follow the Mayan time signatures, and then enter a place that's very stultified, like a prison? There's, you know, no movement in and out except by the guards. The population is super caught in, a certain kind of stagnation that's so obvious to everyone. But how can I find out what blue hand wave spell, yellow electric seed year, the electric moon, and also this red resonant Skywalker day, how can I find that inside where there's so much less freedom, certain kinds of freedom, you know, maybe the most important kinds, freedom of physical movement, freedom to explore and adventure physically, freedom to choose who you fall in love with, freedom to procreate and be with a family, like all that's gone. But there are other freedoms inside, which is why I'm excited that I'm going. There's no internet. There is no cell phone. There is a certain kind of monastic element that is such a relief, such a pleasant influence for those of us who kind of miss some of those elements existing out here in non-incarcerated reality. So I will be back, and maybe I can reflect on how Red Resonant Skywalker plays out in a different place. And I'm back. And no time has changed for you. That's White Wizard E. So I wanted to just mention in this theme of time and timelessness that I purchased a watch so that I could keep track of time when I am doing my volunteer tutoring, and because I was really wanting to fit in or feel connected to the people that wear watches in there proudly, like cool ones. So I just am always on air trying to connect the dots between decisions I make, stories I care to share, and Mayan astrology. And I really think a big part of the electric tone that we're in, both for the moon, but also the surrounding year, yellow electric seed year. I keep speaking about how we get away from being polarized. And I think what is emerging as, you know, not that we're going to bridge all the gaps between belief systems that are becoming really entrenched in the culture, but that we are going to get out of polarization by finding our kin, finding our allies, our innate karmic co-travelers, whether it's individuals or community or belief systems, ethos. So I just feel like the whole thing with the watch was, I mean, I was compelled, like, I want to have a watch. It's just a very tiny emblem of something that is a grander gesture of, oh, well, look, here I am, finding the people that I do feel connected to after a year plus of having to identify all the time how challenged and alienated and polarized I feel from a bunch of people. So my report from Red Resonant Skywalker in the community next door to mine is that there was actually a situation. I'm just a tutor. I'm tutoring, like, writing, and there are college students writing some pretty heavy stuff. I don't mean heavy themes, although that exists, but like writing about philosophers that I never studied in college, like Kant. And, you know, it's really intense to do that kind of editing when I don't quite understand what they're writing about, and they don't either. You know, like, everyone is like grappling with, what did Kant mean? He's a German philosopher, right? So someone else was talking loudly about, not too loud, just talking audibly about getting out next year in the study hall. And there was some ego in what he was sharing. And it was really distracting as I was trying to edit this stuff that's kind of heady. So I just asked the person I was working with if there was any kind of, is there a protocol here about it being quiet or not? I don't know. And he ended up gesturing to the people talking that it'd be great if they'd be quiet. So then we're like middle school, junior high, high school. And the guy who'd been talking got really mad at me and told me that it was white privilege. And then I was like, inwardly, like, is it though? Not laughing at the whole argument about that in greater society, just laughing at me in my usual state of like trying to understand my part in things. Like, was that, like, whoa, was that? Or am I just like the old lady that can't think clearly and trying to figure out if I have any rights for it to be easier to think when I'm there to be helpful to people for a short amount of time each week? I could not figure out how it was related to Red Resonant Skywalker, but because I am on the podcast, I am going to tell you that I think it was really the guiding energy of the day. And this is a lot of how I move through the world. Like, when things are tricky and I'm curious as to why, I'll get my head all into the meditation of like, what about the astrology today is making this difficult? Well, Mercury retrograde is the easy answer. But if you want to do Mayan astrology, I'm like, oh, it's guided by a red serpent. Okay, so red serpent is anxiety-driven fear, fight or flight, serpent coil and strike, the quick, not to anger, but to defensiveness, and not rising above, but like defending, you know, right in your own vicinity where you feel vulnerable. So I recognize really easily that mix-ups and inadvertent hurt feelings are going to happen a lot in that place. That's just real. But I think guided by a red resonant serpent is part of what could have provoked people being short, defensive, territorial, if you had anything going like that on your Sunday. Otherwise, it's just a really resonant days are psychic, and connecting with people and feeling psychic is cool. Okay, I think what might be useful, I don't have a lot of filler here, but I think what might be useful would be to talk about the days to come in a little more detail. So Monday is White Galactic Wizard, and just as the resonant day looks forward 20 days, the galactic day looks back. And 20 days ago, tomorrow, we started the White Wizard Wave Spell that I keep really underscoring as important within a greater White Wizard 13-year wave spell. And so we're going to have one more hit on this White Wizard amalgamation tomorrow, Monday, and then we're going to let it go. We won't have White Wizard as a big theme with extra, you know, fireworks for another 260 days or 247 days, however you do the math. No, 240. So we finish up the White Galactic Wizard as a reflection back on the White Wizard wave spell, and then we are done. And so you will, on the Galactic Day, find themes that remind you of what you were working on last wave spell. I don't even remember what I was working on. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, I'm a big fan. And Galactic is always about integrity. People act with integrity when they're galactic people. Galactic days ask that of us, and integrity is the same as to integrate. So we're integrating the last wave spell into this one, and the act of integrating creates integrity. Then Blue Solar Eagle. It's my mom's Mayan birthday. I've already made an appointment to have a meal with her on her Mayan birthday, Tuesday. And Blue Solar Eagle is pulsing our intention, part of the wave shape, the time in the 13-tone wave spell when we're really allowed to finally get all new age and be like, I have a very clear intention and I would like to transmit to God what it is I'm wishing for, and I'm visualizing it. Like, yeah, that makes sense. You're on fire in the solar day. You're speaking to the sun god. You have a lot of days behind you in a 13-day wave spell that formed an intelligent and experienced viewpoint in yourself for what your intention could or should be. And I'm being kind of flip, but, you know, at the beginning of the wave spell is not when we set our intention. On the ninth of 13 stages is when we set our intention. We have 8 stages of growth, experience, getting acclimated, being what I would say, subservience, kind of the wrong word, but you know, surrendering to the environment of the wave spell itself. And then when we get our sea legs and we've been in the mix, we have an opportunity to say, well, okay, my intention from this broad base of experience and enduring, you know, change, fluctuation, seeding myself to the wave spells themes. This is my intention. I hope it's a good one. Hope I get what I want. And then on Wednesday, we have the planetary day, the immediate manifestation, which is the highest point of the wave, which is a reflection both of our intention that we made known, wishes, prayers on the solar day, as well as, again, the full scope of everything that happened all the days leading up to it. And it'll be yellow planetary warrior. And then I'll be back to talk again. And I think that's it. I'm just filling out these last moments. I'll do it with some gratitude to you who listen. I really dumped social media. I got my watch. I got off Instagram. Feels good. And I hope that still people find this space and share it. And I'm just grateful if you do. If you tolerate my weird self-conscious resistances to the cultural norms. Yeah, it's just so uncomfortable. So thanks for bearing with me. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.